This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A different tone from North Korea as it ramps up its rhetoric and talking of a new weapon amid a stalemate in negotiations with the United States. We get more from AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is accusing the Trump administration of dragging its feet in negotiations. North Korea's state media says Kim declared at a Workers' Party conference that his country will not give up its security for economic benefits and will never denuclearize unless the United States discards what he calls its hostile policy. Kim also warns North Korea will soon show the world a new strategic weapon. Washington and Pyongyang have been at a standoff for months over exchanging sanctions relief and disarmament measures. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Protesters attacked the U.S. Embassy compound in Baghdad. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Amid anger over U.S. airstrikes on an Iran-backed militia in Iraq, dozens of militiamen and supporters broke into the giant compound in an unprecedented attack, with American guards responding with tear gas. The State Department says all Americans are secure and there are no plans to evacuate the embassy. Two defense officials say a small number of Marines specially trained to protect diplomatic missions will go to Baghdad. President Trump is blaming Iran for the attack and calling for Iraqi forces to protect the embassy. The breach and the airstrikes represent a major downturn in U.S.-Iraqi relations. Baghdad has condemned the strikes, and its security forces made no effort to stop protesters marching to the embassy. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
The Taliban says it does not intend to stop fighting in Afghanistan, rejecting as false and baseless reports the insurgent group is ready to declare a temporary ceasefire and a bid to seal a peace deal with the United States. This is VOA News. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif visited Beijing Tuesday for the fourth time within a year, highlighting China's close relationship with Iran, despite Tehran's standoff with the U.S. over its nuclear program. Zachary Goldman with Reuters.
It's the fourth time Javad Zarif has met with Wang Yi this year alone in the Chinese capital. And it showcases a strengthening relationship between Beijing and Tehran at a time when tensions between the U.S. and Iran are rising. Last year, the United States withdrew from the 2015 Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action that put limits on Iran's nuclear program. It followed that in April with threats of sanctions on countries that continue to buy oil from Iran. In September, the U.S. declared it would punish Chinese entities it accused of importing Iranian oil. Last week, Iranian state TV broadcast images of joint naval drills with China and Russia. A Chinese foreign ministry spokesperson on Tuesday said that Beijing hoped to, quote, deepen practical cooperation and, quote, push forward the comprehensive strategic partnership with Tehran.
Sydney held its lavish fireworks display on New Year's Eve after, down the coast, thousands were left trapped on beaches by raging bushfires. Reuters' David Doyle.
The government has readied naval vessels and helicopters to help with evacuations and urged people to take shelter closer to the beach as flames moved up the coast. More than 200 fires are now burning across the southeastern states of Victoria and New South Wales, severing power, mobile and internet links and threatening several towns. The bushfires have destroyed more than 10 million acres, with new fires sparked into life almost daily by extremely hot and windy conditions in bushland left tinder dry by 3 years of drought. Bushfires are also infringing on the outskirts of Sydney, cloaking the city's year-end party in smoke.
That is David Doyle reporting for Reuters. U.S. President Trump said on Tuesday that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un had signed a contract about denuclearization and that he thought the North Korean leader was a man of his word. Hours after, Kim said his country would continue developing nuclear programs and introduce a new strategic weapon in the near future. Mr. Trump said he got along with Kim and he said that we have to do what we have to do. He said, but he did not sign a contract. He did sign an agreement talking about denuclearization. That was done in Singapore, and he thinks he's a man of his word. Mr. Trump made those comments to reporters at his Mar-a-Lago club in Florida. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.